This is the Epilogue Audio Experience.
Hey guys, thank you for tuning into the podcast where music inspires. This is the podcast where every week I interact with some of the most creative genius of our music industry to find out their creative discipline. In this podcast, artists share some inspiring notes from their life book, some lessons learned from their musical journey till date, and their way of dealing with challenges in life. I'm your host, Eva Bhatt, and you are listening to 9XM Soundcast on Epilogue Media. Subscribe to it so that you don't miss any episode. Today with me, I got a brilliant music composer, lyricist and a singer who's loved for his simple yet powerful compositions. He can be given the credit for bringing into Bollywood a fresh simple melody with its roots in the heartland but with a very contemporary vibe. And I also feel that his debut song played a huge part in all the love and adulation that Ayushmann Khurrana received right in his debut, Vicky Donor. You guessed it right, guys. We have Rochak Kohli with us.
Thank you so much, Eva. And, this is so amazing that during this lockdown, we are connecting with each other first, and secondly, we are connecting with our fans through this medium of podcasts and internet and social media. So this time is always going to be remembered. Yeah.
True.
जब आप कुछ compose कर रहे होते हो या जब कोई project चल रहा होता है, you are in a totally different space. And since the last 30 days, we are all in a totally different space. So, we have all the time and all the space to talk about things and, to do a podcast. So this is probably the best time, yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us today on the podcast, Rochak. Since you were in the field of radio for a very long time in the initial part of your career, what do you feel about this surge of podcasts in India and the trend of listening to audio, which is back with a boom?
All I can say is that, the future of podcast is, for example, when television came, so it was a saying called TV killed the radio star. There was a song also on that. I really think that this thing is going to come back to television, which where the saying would be that podcast killed the television star, So I think in the coming times, where we are getting busier by the day, and we are getting more conscious about what we are watching and how we are consuming our time. This podcast thing and the podcast business is going to be really effective. So it's a simple mathematics. That if I spend my 1 hour, seeing some content, on any platform. Versus I spend that 1 hour doing something and listening to a podcast. So that is definitely more productive. So, so I think that podcasts and audio and songs and, anything that can be heard in the background while you're doing something. For example, if I'm cooking something, or I'm painting something, or probably I'm exercising, I'm driving. Where I cannot watch a video and probably, I cannot stop and watch something, I'll definitely tune into podcast, during that time. And the onus now lies on people like you and me who are creating content, who are creating audio content. So, it really is very critical that we create really good and value-creating content.
Yeah. Absolutely right. Coming from somebody who knows the medium so well, it's really amazing. So Rochak, tell me about right from the time that you started, when you entered the mainstream commercial cinema with Vicky Donor, that too in the year I think it released in the year 2012,
Yes.
2012, yeah.
That's
So,
right.
if I am not wrong, that year was jam-packed with blockbusters and good cinema, like Barfi, Kahani. You had Salman's Ek Tha Tiger, Dabang 2, Oh My God, and so many movies that year. And there was this film of Shujit Sarkar, Vicky Donor, and your beautiful song, which you guys co-composed, you and Ayushman Khurrana, Pani Da Rang. The way it created its own space in that, and it just ruled that space, I can say, because it immediately connected with the common man. And the sound of it was so apna, जिसे अपना कह सकते हैं. So and that is why I think that that first song itself made such a huge impact. So what do you have to say about that? I mean, what was that feeling at that point of time, if you recall?
All I can say is that I've been really fortunate that पहला गाना ही जो इतना अच्छा ऑडियंस के साथ रेजोनेट किया है. And also I would if I recall those days, all I remember is that me and Ayushman both, we never knew that this song is going to be a hit. We didn't get that feeling. In fact, the song that I had composed was on a very Indian kind of a beat. And जब कंपोज किया था 2007-8, when we were in college,
हाँ,
उस वक्त इंडी पॉप का बहुत कल्चर था.
बिल्कुल,
एंड दिस ऑल दिस जुनून्स ऑफ द वर्ल्ड एंड इंडियन ओशन
एकदम.
एंड यूफोरिया एंड ऑल दोस, दे यूज्ड टू गेट दैट इंडी वाइब इनटू देयर सॉन्ग्स, व्हिच वाज वेरी फ्रेश.
Absolutely right.
तो वी जब जब पानी द रंग सबसे पहले जब बना था, तो इट हैड दैट इंडी ढोलक काइंड ऑफ अ वाइब, बट वेंट फॉर द फिल्म. एंड जब प्रोग्राम होके आया गाना, जब प्रोड्यूस होके आया गाना, सो आई वॉज रियली डिसअपॉइंटेड. एंड मेरे को लगा दैट ये तो पूरा वाइब किल हो गया है. इट रियली टुक मी मोर देन 10 days टू गेट अक्वेंटेड विद द न्यू साउंड ऑफ इट. तो और मुझे लग रहा था ठीक है, छोटी फिल्म है शायद, ओके लेट्स गिव इट अ
जाने
स्टार्ट.
देते हैं.
हाँ, और मुझे तब नहीं पता था दैट ये कंटेंट क्या है इस फिल्म का, और क्या
करेक्ट.
विजन है सुजीत दा की, एंड क्या
एंड इट वाज अबाउट टू चेंज द
एंड कैसा कैसा
एंटायर.
आयुष्मान ने परफॉर्म किया है. आई हैड नो क्लू. तो आई थिंक एवरीथिंग वर्क्ड. एंड आई हैव बीन रियली फॉर्चुनेट दैट पहला गाना ही आके बड़ा अच्छा रेजोनेट किया ऑडियंस के साथ.
बिल्कुल सही. और जैसा कि आपने कहा कि बिकॉज इट वाज मेड इन दैट टाइम, बिकॉज इट हैड दैट फील, दैट कॉलेज फील, जो गिटार की रिफ है और वो सब एक कॉलेज कैंटीन का जो एक माहौल खड़ा कर देती है. इट वाज दैट काइंड ऑफ अ सॉन्ग एंड हेंस इट
हाँ,
वाज सो मच
वही
लव्ड.
वही था. इनफैक्ट कई कई गाने होते हैं जो बहुत इनोसेंट होते हैं, और उस वक्त मतलब एज अ कंपोजर, या एज मतलब मेरे को लगा नहीं था कि मैं कंपोजर बनूंगा, बिकॉज आई वाज डूइंग अ कॉर्पोरेट जॉब एट दैट टाइम इन अ रेडियो स्टेशन. सो ऑफ कोर्स बनना चाहता था, बट ये नहीं लगा था दैट इतनी जल्दी ये सामने आ जाएगा एकदम से. एंड दैट्स व्हाई आई टुक टाइम टू एक्चुअली गेट इन टू कॉम्पोजिशंस और गेट इन टू म्यूजिक फुल टाइम. आई डिडंट डू इट इमिजिएटली,
ट्रू.
बिकॉज वन मुझे इतना आता नहीं था हाउ टू डू कमर्शियल म्यूजिक, एंड सेकेंड मेरे पास स्टूडियो नहीं था, इक्विपमेंट नहीं था, आई हैड नो कॉन्टैक्ट्स इन द इंडस्ट्री. सो इट रियली टुक मी एन ईयर एंड अ हाफ टू एक्चुअली आफ्टर पानी दरंग टू एक्चुअली स्टार्ट माई ओन म्यूजिक थिंग.
Absolutely right. On this note, let's just hear a few lines of that song, that one song that still and it's always going to be attached with your name and
Sure.
even Ayushman's Pani Darang.
Yes. I'll just try to play Pani Da Rang for you. ਕੋਠੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਬਹਿ ਕੇ मिला दे ना जाना मुझे तू कभी छोड़ तेरे उत्ते मरदा प्यार तेनु करदा मिलेगा मुझे ना कोई और तू भी आ सब को छोड़ के तू भी आ सब को छोड़ के मेरी अखियां च हंजू रुड़ दे है अखियां च हंजू रुड़ दे पानी दा रंग वेख के ओ पानी दा रंग वेख के
Oh, thank you so much, Rojak. Your compositions have always been very simple, and hence, I mean, that's the beauty of your compositions.
Thank you. I'm trying to maintain that, Eva.
Yeah.
It's a very difficult task to maintain innocence in your work because, you know, when you're doing commercial work, you're doing all kinds of work, and you have to be open to doing all kinds of work because you are. You know, then you are typecasted, and then you know you are you fall into that niche category. So I don't do that because I've chosen this path of creating music. You know, where I had a lot of other options, and so you know I've chosen this path over very good options in my career. So you know. First, I don't want to rush into it. And second, I don't want to, I really need to explore, you know, and keep exploring day by day what boundaries I can cross, you know, in my own music. Or wo experiments kabhi hit hote hain, kabhi flop hote hain, kabhi audience acha lagte hain, kabhi nahi lagte, kabhi commercial hits nahi hote, lekin ek niche audience ke saath bahut acche hits hote hain. You know, so, aur kabhi ek niche audience ko pasand nahi aate, lekin masses mein bahut pasand aate hain, to wo maine dekha. गानों के साथ यू नो होता है सो आई एम फॉर्चुनेट टू हैव ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ एक्सपीरियंसेस यू नो विद माय
या बट आल्सो द वर्च्यू ऑफ पेशेंस एज वेल एज बिलीफ इन योर वर्क एंड यू नो योर क्राफ्ट and your compositions just reflect your own personality which is like simple straightforward and
how you know long I'll be able to follow that but jitna koshish ho sakti hai utna main karta hu matlab ab ye ki gana banate waqt main ye nahi sochta yaar mera isme feel aana chahiye ya mera isme touch aana chahiye tab main gana banaunga because otherwise I'll get stuck ab wo naturally jab tak aa raha hai tab tak I'm doing it aur kisi gaane mein nahi bhi aata hai to aisa audience se mere ko you know wapas jawab aata hai ki ye wala gana aapka lag nahi raha to I'm actually okay with that too as long as you know they are liking the song but yeah ek cheez intact mein rakhna chahta hu which is you know I have to be true to the song and true to the melody you know I can never compromise on that so
absolutely
that is I think my one trait that I really take care of and I follow it till the end of making the song yeah
wow amazing
I come from a you know middle class background which is highly educated and you know my father is retired now from a government job and my grandfather is a lawyer I also did my law completed my law and I used to go to courts also but during one session break you know I told my parents that you know I need to just figure out something else you know also let me do a summer job kind of a thing and I'll come back you know and so bahut sari you know discussions hui bahut sari sharte rakhi because you know ghar aap the mere ko leke wo tootte hue unko nazar aa rahe the and so I joined the radio station and there you know I did very well and I excelled and then you know my parents also understood that probably you know iska jo rujhan hai wo is taraf nahi hai wo dusri taraf hai and I recall that you know the best time that I've had you know in my growing years is my college wherein you know we all got together and like minded and we explored the world you know we started doing We started doing street plays. A lot of confidence came in. A lot of, you know, we explored the world of art, cinema.
Yeah.
You know, how to watch cinema with a different eye and not with a commercial eye. You know, how to watch art, how to do a play, how to write a script. You know, so we did a lot of plays. We won all the, you know, festivals in IIT Mumbai's and Bits Pilani's of the world, you know, and uske baad ye confidence aaya that that, you know, okay, I need to go to Mumbai, and this is my karambhumi, and you know, this is where I you know, this is where my vibe lies. So you know, then jab Mumbai aaya to uske baad to khair, you know, jab Bombay kisi ko bha jati hai to wo chhodti nahi aasani se city, and you know, now I'm totally in love with what I'm doing.
Tell me about the artists that you know, you used to listen to and, you know, used to appreciate and who inspired you.
Sabse pehle, you know, matlab a lot of artists have inspired me over a period of time. Matlab if I talk about my learning days, you know, or my growing days, to bahut sare aise artists hain, lekin sabse zyada jo the turning point in my life, and you know, where I decided that I'm going to do music, was done by Rahman sir. You know, so I'm really grateful to him that you know, because his music, you know, really, really changed my perspective of music. You know, my seeing things. And after listening to his music, I was telling to myself that, you know, main chahe kuch bhi kar lo life mein, I need to do this. I need to reach here, you know. I need to do what this man is doing, you know. And I didn't know at that time ki what is a music composer, what does music composer do, what is the thing, what is the process, you know, what is the film industry. Mujhe kuch nahi pata tha. And maine ye bhi socha tha that, you know, probably I'll do law and I'll be a lawyer. And because, you know, I also wanted, I had appeared for judicial examinations also, you know. So ye bhi hum bachpan mein khwab dekhte na bahut sare ki, you know, judge or whatever, and then I'll retire and then start doing my own music. So wo sab khwab the aur wo sab socha hua tha, but as I told you, you know, college really changed my view over, you know, of things in life, and you know, gave me a world view, and basically it was a window to the world. And you know, there I decided that, okay, you know what, what I need to do now, I need to do, but eventually I have to do music, and ASAP I have to get into it. So, you know, so Rahman sir has a lot of role to play, you know, in this journey. Otherwise, you know, I have a lot of influences of Pakistani folk, Punjabi folk.
Absolutely.
You know, of, for example, Lucky Ali, Strings, Fuzon, Jal, you know, all those bands.
All our favorites.
And I adore Beatles. I to listen to a lot of GNR, Nirvana, Black Sabbath, you know, all those you know, rock bands at that time. Bryan Adams, of course, kisne nahi suna hai wo. And of course, you know, all those pop bands at that time, which came in, you know, like West Side and Boyzone and all those, you know, guys with the pop bands. And I was never into the classical kind of a thing, but yeah, I used to listen to Harry Belafonte a lot. I used to, you know, Keith Peters a lot. So, मतलब बहुत सारे ऐसे चीजें हैं जो bassist, fusionist, kabhi-kabhi ऐसे सुनता था मैं, लेकिन mainly I was, you know, hugely like fond of indie pop at that time, because that was my go-to music.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, that you know, your music has the khushbu, mitti ki khushbu. I mean, mitti di khushbu was the name of one of your songs too, with Ayushman. So, you know, as I said, that, you know, your songs have always given us the you know, feel of your Punjabi roots. So if we could you know, listen to any of your favorite you know, either a Pakistani Punjabi folk song or any nice Punjabi folk.
I can play you a Reshma song.
Wow.
You know, which I had recreated. It's called Nainna Joni.
Oh yes.
तेरे बिन सांस ना ले मेरे दिन रात सजना खाली खाली लगते हैं लकीरों वाले हाथ ओ सजना तेरे बिन सांस ना ले मेरे दिन खाली खाली लगते हैं लकीरों वाले हाथ साथ मेरे चलते चलते साथ मेरे चलते चलते रस्ते न मोड़ी नैन न जोड़ी किते नैन न जोड़ी नैन न जोड़ी किते नैन न जोड़ी वास्ता खुदा दा तेनू वास्ता खुदा दा मेरा दिल ना तोड़ी नैन न जोड़ी किते नैन न जोड़ी नैन न जोड़ी किते नैन न जोड़ी
टू गुड रुचक थैंक यू सो मच रेशमा जी क्या बात है छन कित्था वाज माय फेवरेट टू
एक्चुअली ये गाना भी एक फोक है पंजाबी फोक
ऑफ कोर्स इट्स अ क्लासिक यस
या इट इज और बहुत लोगों ने इसको गाया आई लव द आरकेटी वर्जन आल्सो एक्चुअली
या
कजले तो ज्यादा काले लग दे रे ओ जाले तेरे बिन होवे माहिया ठंडिया हवावा आईया नींदरा उड़ा ले गईया अखना सोवे माहिया तेरी याद च जगदी रही मैं तो तारिया दे साथ वे चन कित्था गुजारी है चन कित्था गुजारी है रात वे सच्ची दस दे जो है बात वे चन दिलों जरा मैं सूस न कर मेरे नैना दी पर साथ वे चन कित्था गुजारी है चन कित्था गुजारी है रात वे
Wow, yeah, but lovely, lovely, amazing. Thank you so much, Rochak. Rochak, हमारे listeners के लिए आप कुछ ऐसा बताएं कि आपने इतने सारे movies में music दिया है and you have been doing so good, you write also. So for aspiring musicians, if you could give us some insight into the kind of lessons that you have learned, a couple of incidents that must have taught you something, related to the music industry and you as an artist?
First of all, you know, I would like to go back to the thing, you know, that you started with. You started with introducing me and saying that, you know, I'm a successful and a, you know, very well-known composer and whatever. Success actually, I must say that I'm not successful. Because success for me doesn't come from the number of YouTube hits or, you know, on my song or, you know, the number of songs in my library or, you know, the
awards,
the amount of work or the awards, you know. Success to me comes from the fact that how much value I have created, you know, through my music and through my art, you know. So I think that running after success, you know, doesn't lead you to anywhere because... You know, we've seen a lot of persons in the film industry and in every industry for that matter.
True.
Jo immediately uthte hain aur immediately baith bhi jaate hain.
For the stardom sake.
So you know, there are a lot of things to distract you from your mission of creating good music. You know, so sabse pehli baat to ye that when you're creating music. And when something hits, the circuit or probably, you know, the audience, and the audience likes it, you know, the audience takes you to the top of the world. यू नो, तो वहां पर अपने आप को संभालना बहुत एक जरूरी बात है, दैट यू नो, अगर वहां अपने आप को नहीं संभाला है, देन यू नो, बिकॉज ऑडियंस इज ऑडियंस, ऑडियंस इज वेरी इनोसेंट, यू नो, वो उसी इंसान को एकदम से गिराते भी नीचे, एंड देन यू नो वापस कोप बैक करना बहुत मुश्किल हो जाता है, यू नो. सो वन वन थिंग इज दैट यू नो, टू बी ऑलवेज ग्राउंडेड, एंड चाहे आपने ऑस्कर भी जीत लिया हो, यू नो, यू हैव टू, दिस थिंग ऑल्सो आई लर्न फ्रॉम रहमान सर, यू नो,
वाह,
दैट ही सो
हम्बल
ग्राउंडेड,
एंड या
ट्रू आर्ट. And secondly, you know, as I just said, you know, we have to remain true to our art. Means that, you know, there'll be a lot of instances where हमें एक्स अमाउंट ऑफ मनी के लिए काम मिलेगा, जहाँ पे हमें यू नो एक्स अमाउंट ऑफ फेम के लिए काम मिलेगा. बट अगर इफ यू आर यू नो इफ यू आर वी नो फ्रॉम इनसाइड कि कहाँ पे हम अपने आर्ट के साथ अनट्रू हो रहे हैं, यू नो, आर्ट के साथ अनट्रू हो रहे होते हैं, वहाँ पे हमको रोक देना चाहिए वो चीज़. फॉर एग्जाम्पल, आई विल नॉट टेक नेम्स, बट एक फिल्म ऐसा था जहाँ पे एक बहुत बड़ा सुपरस्टार आया था फिल्म में, एंड आई वॉज डूइंग द म्यूजिक. सो दैट सुपरस्टार यू नो टोल्ड मी टू डू अ पर्टिकुलर सॉन्ग इन अ पर्टिकुलर वे, सो दैट ही कैन डांस ऑन इट, एंड यू नो ही कैन क्रिएट सम काइंड ऑफ यू नो गिग ऑन दैट. बट इट वॉज नॉट माई, यू नो, मेरे को वो उसमें कुछ बीट कट रहा था एंड कुछ हो रहा था, एंड इट वॉज नॉट साउंडिंग गुड टू माई ईयर. And I said that, you know, probably I won't do it. I was taken off from that project. But जब वो गाना आया, तब वो गाना सुपर फ्लॉप हो गया, बिकॉज यू नो दैट थिंग यू नो दैट द स्टार वॉन्टेड डिंट वर्क विद द ऑडियंस. दैट वॉज नॉट ट्रू टू द सॉन्ग, यू नो,
ट्रू
दैट
ट्रू
विद अ डिफरेंट इंटेंशन. सो यू नो इंटेंशन बहुत मैटर करती है जब आप म्यूजिक बना रहे हो, बिकॉज इन द एंड इट्स लाइक अ बेबी. फेस करते हैं वैसे ही हमको करना पड़ेगा. सो अ लॉट ऑफ टाइम्स यू नो वी हैव आर्ग्यूमेंट्स, डिस्कशंस, यू नो ये करना चाहिए, ये नहीं करना चाहिए. तो कई बार म्यूजिशियंस जो हैं वो, और मैं कंपोजर्स और लिरिसिस्ट की बात, मैं क्रिएटर्स की बात स्पेसिफिकली कर रहा हूँ, बिकॉज क्रिएटर सबसे ज़्यादा प्रेशर होता है. सो कई बार क्रिएटर में वो प्रेशर में सकम्ब हो जाते हैं आके, यू नो, इफ इफ समबडी यू नो बिग इज टेलिंग मी टू डू समथिंग, आई एम नॉट, अदरवाइज यू नो ही विल टेक मी ऑफ द प्रोजेक्ट. बट यू नो वो, इफ़ यू आर ट्रू टू योर आर्ट, एंड इफ यू कम बैक विद अ रीजन, यू नो एवरीबडी ऑन द अर्थ वुड लिसन. या एंड सो यू नीड टू हैव दैट कन्विक्शन एंड दैट रीजनिंग इन योर आर्ट. सो एंड एंड आर्टिस्ट मतलब इफ यू आर मेकिंग म्यूजिक कमर्शियली, इट डजेंट ओनली मीन दैट यू आर यू नो स्ट्रमिंग योर गिटार एंड जस्ट सिंगिंग ट्यून्स, यू नो, इट इन lot of more you know a lot more than that, you know, it pressure handling, it involves you know negotiating, it involves you know selling your you know creativity, you know, it involves a lot of things. So you know it's not easy, but it's a lot of fun.
Lovely, what you just said, having the right intention, creating value, and not getting distracted by the glamour. I also feel a similar discipline or similar values one can see in Ayushman Khurrana too.
Ayushman is like you know he's leading the way in doing everything perfectly, you know. So I really look up to him, and you know now the entire industry is looking up to him actually. So
Absolutely.
yeah.
But yeah, like, you know, not losing your perspective and, you know, not forgetting your original roots is what, you know, you immediately see whenever you meet either Ayushman or you. I remember we met on the terrace of a T series where we were doing the promotional interviews for Sadi Gali from Nautanki Sala. So I remember that meeting. You guys was so cool. And yes, so I think let's just have you strum your guitar on Sadi Gali from Nautanki Sala. It was such a
Sure.
lovely track, yeah.
लगदे तू क्यों दूर रखा है, लगदे तू क्यों दूर रखा, अखियां चो ਪਿਆ ਦਿਲ ਮੈਂ ਲਗਾਉਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ, ਦਿਲ ਮੈਂ ਲਗਾਉਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ, ਰੂਹ ਨੂੰ ਸਜਾ ਦੂਰ ਜਾਣ ਵਾਲੀ ਹੈ, ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰੀ ਆ ਜਾ ਦੂਰ ਜਾਣ ਵਾਲੀ ਹੈ, ਤੈਨੂੰ ਹੋਕਾ ਮਾਰਦਾ ਫੇਰਾ, ਤੈਨੂੰ ਹੋਕਾ ਮਾਰਦਾ ਫੇਰਾ, ਤੈਨੂੰ ਹੋਕਾ ਮਾਰਦਾ ਫੇਰਾ, ਸਾਡੀ ਗਲੀ ਆ ਜਾ ਸਨ ਜਾਣ ਵਾਲੀ ਹੈ, ਸਾਡੀ ਗਲੀ ਆ ਜਾ ਸਨ ਜਾਣ ਵਾਲੀ ਹੈ, ਸਾਡੀ ਗਲੀ ਆ ਜਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਚੁਣ ਵਾਲੀਏ, ਤੈਨੂੰ ਹੋਕਾ ਮਾਰਦਾ ਫਿਰਾਂ, ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰੀ ਆ ਜਾ ਦੂਰ ਜਾਣ ਵਾਲੀਏ, ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰੀ ਆ ਜਾ ਦੂਰ ਜਾਣ ਵਾਲੀਏ, ਤੈਨੂੰ ਹੋਕਾ ਮਾਰਦਾ ਫਿਰਾਂ, ਤੈਨੂੰ ਹੋਕਾ
Wow, you know, such songs never lose their charm because of their melody. I also feel that we are lucky that we still have artists like you and some other wonderful artists in the industry who are trying so hard to continue the legacy of, you know, creating golden melodies. Of course, in a new style that appeals to the younger generation.
Sometimes we are successful, sometimes we are not. And, you know, because most of us have chosen to do music till the last breath. So we are just taking it as it comes.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you just spoke about, you know, sometimes it doesn't work. And I was about to ask you about failures. Like, you know, failures are equally important because you get to learn those things about yourself that, you know, success probably won't, you know, teach you. So but tell me about those projects that didn't reap the results as expected in terms of, you know, commercial success or the overall audience response. How have you approached failure or setbacks in your life?
You know, because matlab failure setbacks bahut sare cheezon mein hame milte hain, you know, hame day to day life mein milte hain, hame relationships mein milte hain, hame work mein milte hain. So you know, if we talk about the songs that I've done, you know, it depends on a lot of things. First of all, you know, because we are, and we have to face that fact that, you know, we are living in an age of, you know, multimedia and, you know, promotions and, you know, internet and...
Yeah, and very fast-paced.
Very fast, you know, new age. So, ab ek gana jab commercial aata hai, to uske piche bahut sare, you know, ek backing hota hai. तो उसके पीछे प्रमोशंस होते हैं, उसके पीछे एक एक एक्टर एक्ट्रेसेस होते हैं, उसके पीछे बहुत सारी चीजें होती हैं. तो अब एक मानना ये भी है कि यार ये गाना प्रमोट नहीं हुआ इसलिए नहीं चला. बट आई रियली फील दैट कुछ गाने ऐसे होते हैं जो प्रमोट ना भी हो, और या फिर जो जो सही तरह से प्रमोट ना हो वो भी चल जाते हैं.
बिल्कुल.
लेकिन कई गाने ऐसे हैं जो जो प्रमोट होते हैं तब भी नहीं चलते हैं. सो फॉर एग्जांपल, मेरा मैंने एक फिल्म की थी कॉल्ड करीब करीब सिंगल, यू नो, इरफान सर की फिल्म थी एंड तनुजा जी ने डायरेक्ट की थी. तो उसके जो गाने थे मुझे बड़े अच्छे लगते हैं, लेकिन अब वो रीजन उसका पता नहीं क्या है नहीं चलने का, यू नो. सो यू रियली फाइंड तो यू नो द रीजन नहीं चलने का. हाँ, ऑफकोर्स फेलियर से आप ये जरूर सीखते हो दैट ओके, दिस इज द थिंग दैट आई डिड देयर एंड दिस प्रोबब्ली आई शुड अवॉइड रिपीटिंग. और कई बार ये भी, बिकॉज वी आर आर्टिस्ट्स ना, वी आर वेरी सेल्फ, यू नो, वी वांट दैट मोटिवेशन ऑल द टाइम.
या
तो हम अपने आप से कोई झूठ भी बोलते हैं, ये तो नहीं चला बिकॉज प्रमोट नहीं किया इन्होंने. You know, देखो मेरे को चार लोगों ने बोला, तो I am all right, I am okay, but the world is wrong. But it takes a lot of courage actually to accept that you fucked up. बहुत से ऐसे गाने हैं जो, अच्छा कई गाने ऐसे भी हैं जब जो मेरे को लगता है यार ये क्यों कर लिया
होता है, यस.
जो आप अपना गाना दोबारा नहीं सुनना चाहते
सो दिस आल्सो नीड्स लॉट ऑफ करेज. या
या तो, और ऐसा लगता है यार ये मैं दोबारा नहीं सुनना है. एंड दैट इज वेयर यू नो द रियल कॉन्टेम्पलेशन लाइज, दैट यार ये काम मैंने करना है और ये काम मैंने नहीं करना. सो एज यू ग्रो इन योर करियर और प्रॉब्ली यू नो एज यू डू मोर एंड मोर वर्क, दीज यू नो दीज सेक्शंस बिकम मोर स्टैक्ड अप, दैट ओके दिस इज of not doing you know that I'll not do in future,
करेक्ट
this is a section that I love to do, you know.
करेक्ट.
So yeah, I mean failures तो खैर मतलब देखो failure कोई बता के नहीं आता है, जैसे मैं 6 महीने पहले नहीं पता था आज हम ऐसे बैठे होंगे लॉकडाउन में.
एब्सोल्युटली राइट.
Made a lot of plans, so I'm sure आपने भी बहुत प्लान्स बनाए होंगे, मैंने भी बहुत प्लान्स बनाए थे यू नो, बट
बिल्कुल बिल्कुल.
सिमिलर केस है विद द हिट और अ फ्लॉप. नो बडी ऑन दिस अर्थ कैन कैन डिसाइड
प्रेडिक्ट. या
कैन प्रिडिक्ट दैट कौन सा गाना हिट होगा कौन सा नहीं होगा. यू नो समटाइम्स वी स्पेंड यू नो लैक्स एंड क्रोज ऑफ रुपीज ऑन प्रमोशन, बट इट इज जस्ट यू नो द व्यूज आर जस्ट कमिंग फ्रॉम प्रमोशंस एंड
या
सॉन्ग इज नॉट ग्रोइंग. एंड समटाइम्स यू नो फॉर एग्जाम्पल विद अ सॉन्ग लाइक तेरा यार हूं मैं, यू नो
एब्सोल्युटली.
विच केम एज द 8th सॉन्ग ऑफ द फिल्म
या
एंड वेर यू नो द देर वॉज नॉट मच बजट टू प्रमोट, यू
या
नो दैट सॉन्ग यू नो डिड वंडर्स फॉर मी.
एब्सोल्युटली राइट. लाइक आई वॉज जस्ट अबाउट टू यू नो टॉक अबाउट दैट सॉन्ग, बिकॉज लाइक यू सेड दैट यू नो कभी कभार ऐसा हो जाता है कि अगर कुछ चीज लाइक यू नो शाइन होनी होती है तो वो हो ही जाती है. एंड दैट एग्जैक्टली हैपन्ड विद तेरा यार हूं मैं. इट इज वन ऑफ आर फेवरेट्स. या
उसमें भी बहुत सारी चीजें हिट द राइट नोट, यू नो फॉर एग्जाम्पल यू नो माई कॉम्पोजिशन वॉज समथिंग वेरी फ्रेश, कुमार पाजी लिरिक्स वर समथिंग वेरी अनयूजुअल दैट ही यूजली वुड राइट.
एब्सोल्युटली राइट.
द सिचुएशन यू नो इन विच लव शॉट द वीडियो वॉज फैबुलस, यू नो
या
द फिल्म
इमोशनल एंड या
फिल्म वर्कड, यू
या
नो द फिल्म वर्क एंड इट वॉज अ सॉन्ग ऑन फ्रेंडशिप विच वॉज नीडेड.
या
सो मतलब उसको डिसाइफर करने जाए तो बहुत सारे फैक्टर्स हैं दैट दैट वर्क फॉर दैट सॉन्ग. सिमिलरली यू नो आई डिड अ सॉन्ग कॉल्ड पानियो सा, यू नो
या
विद आतिफ सैंग. उस वो सॉन्ग उस सॉन्ग में मुझे सब कुछ मिला, यू नो आई गॉट अ गुड यू नो ऑफकोर्स टी सीरीज इज द बेस्ट एट मार्केटिंग, यू नो सो दे डिड अ ह्यूज मार्केटिंग कैंपेन ऑन दैट सॉन्ग. They did, you know, we got a very good actor called John Ibrahim, you know, in
या ऑफ
the, you know,
कोर्स.
that film worked, you know. So I was really fortunate कि वो गाना 200 300 मिलियन पे है, and you know it's got some, you know,
या
enormous amount of streams and, you know, so कुछ चीजें ऐसी भी होती हैं that you know you make a song which gets, you know, that amount of promotion and that amount of, you know, value. और कुछ गाने ऐसे भी हैं जिनको वैल्यू नहीं मिलती तब भी ऊपर आ जाते हैं
बिल्कुल
you know?
बिल्कुल.
और कुछ गाने ऐसे भी हैं जिन्हें वैल्यू मिलती है और नहीं भी आते ऊपर. सो या वी हैव टू यू नो जस्ट वेट एंड सी अबाउट यू नो एवरी एवरी सॉन्ग हैज हिज सॉरी इट्स इट्स ओन जर्नी, यू नो.
या एब्सोल्युटली. लाइक सो लेट्स हैव तेरा यार हूं मैं, द सॉन्ग दैट अमाल मलिक कुडंट स्टॉप प्रेजिंग अबाउट इन माय पॉडकास्ट. लाइक यू नो वी हैड अरमान एंड अमाल मलिक इन द वेरी फर्स्ट एपिसोड ऑफ दिस पॉडकास्ट.
Wonderful.
एंड दे when वी वर टॉकिंग अबाउट यू नो द काइंड ऑफ सॉन्ग्स दैट आर हैपनिंग इन द इंडस्ट्री एंड देयर टेक ऑन इट एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट, एंड दे हैड टू मैंशन योर नेम. एंड यू नो दे वर सेइंग दैट दिस इज द सॉन्ग दैट यू नो दिस इज द काइंड ऑफ सॉन्ग दैट वी लव, तेरा यार हूँ मैं बाय रोचक. या
They are absolutely sweethearts, yeah, both of them. And you know what I love about them is that you know they are also they're doing very you know selective and quality work. So, मतलब जो कि बहुत अच्छी बात है एक आर्टिस्ट के लिए. Let's sing this song for them.
Please, wow,
Okay.
lovely.
Okay. I'm gonna sing a version, a different version.
Sure. Wow, that would be amazing. Yeah.
तू जो रूठा तो कौन सेगा, तू जो छूटा तो कौन रहेगा, तू चुप है तो ये डर लगता है, अपना मुझको अब कौन कहेगा, तू ही वजह तेरे बिना बेवजह बेकार हूँ तेरा यार हूँ
Like I can say, like minimalism is your one of the characteristic traits of your song, features of your song, because
Minimalism.
yeah,
I
minimal instruments and minimal
know, I really value the sound of each instrument. So I really let it come out and have and shine in its best potential. So yeah,
Yeah,
अब
keeping it real.
कुछ गाने होते हैं जिसमें प्रोडक्शन की भी, फॉर एग्जांपल सॉन्ग लाइक देखते देखते,
Correct.
which had to be on a commercial, and which demanded that kind of a production, which couldn't be acoustic. So we have to explore each time, and and all of these are experiments. मैंने पहले भी कहा कि कुछ आई वाज रियली फॉर्चुनेट, देखते देखते वर्क, अदरवाइज बहुत गाने मेरे को उसके लिए भी
No, absolutely. And being you yourself being such a lover of Pakistani music, and you had to do justice to it.
I know. I mean, recreations are really, they really stress me out because, first of all, it's a great responsibility. Secondly, your work is at stake, man. If you're doing, if you're touching a song to recreate, so you have to really, it's like a ticking time bomb in your hand,
Oh
So
my God.
you have to really give your best, to a recreation. Like me and Manoj, we sat for days and nights to crack those lyrics, Raj ke rulaya, Raj ke hasaya, maine dil ko kesh kamaya,
Absolutely.
which also, which has to sound in the same language as the rest of the song, which cannot be different. So बहुत सारा थॉट जाता है एक अच्छे रिक्रिएशन के पीछे.
एब्सोल्युटली आपने मनोज की बात की तो वी हैड अ फैबुलस टाइम टॉकिंग टू मनोज मुंतशिर
क्या बोलते हैं वो, एंड ही's got such immense knowledge of poetry and his art,
जाते जाते आई वुड रियली रिक्वेस्ट यू टू सिंग अ फ्यू लाइन्स ऑफ संभाल लेना द सॉन्ग दैट यू एंड मनोज जी क्रिएटेड स्पेशली फॉर दीज टाइम्स
या सो दिस सॉन्ग वी थॉट दैट हम लोग किसी और गाने पे जैम करने के लिए मिले थे लॉकडाउन से कुछ 3 दिन पहले, एंड बिकॉज ये सब सिचुएशन चल रहा था, हमारा मूड ही नहीं किया कुछ कुछ और काम करने का भी. वी जस्ट सैट डाउन एंड वी जस्ट वेस्टेड टाइम, एंड जब आखिरी का आधा घंटा रह गया, वी थॉट दैट लेट्स लेट्स डू समथिंग अबाउट दिस. व्हाट आर वी डूइंग अबाउट इट, ओके, वी आर लैमेंटिंग एंड वी आर जस्ट कंप्लेनिंग एंड क्रेबिंग, एंड ये हो गया, वो हो गया, ऐसा हो जाएगा, वो हो जाएगा, इसकी वाट लग जाएगी, उसका वैसा हो जाएगा, बट व्हाट आर वी डूइंग, as artists, we should have some kind of a thing out there, which is our voice. So that is how this thing came. And I released it on my YouTube channel. I had zero followers and zero, because I started my YouTube channel with this. And song has now 2 million views, and it's great. It's a great number coming from a very new channel, absolutely new channel. And I'm so glad that people, how people responded to this song. Celebrities tweeting, people from the government tweeting, news anchors tweeting, about it. And this also gave us a lot of confidence that people are okay, कमर्शियल म्यूजिक सुनते हैं, बट इसके लिए
बिल्कुल
भी ओपन है, ये भी
या
पसंद करेंगे अगर 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 ऐसा दिया है. सो दिस इज
दिया
लाइक
जाए तो
बट अ होल न्यू चैप्टर इन आवर लाइव्स.
ओ
सो आई एम एक्चुअली ग्रेटफुल टू दिस लॉकडाउन इन अ वे दैट आई
या या या
आर एक्सप्लोरिंग न्यू साइड्स ऑफ अस.
न्यू
एंड
साइट्स एब्सोल्युटली
ओके, सो लेट्स हियर दिस सॉन्ग देन. There are a lot of disturbing news from all across that people at homes are not comfortable, and domestic violence has increased, and people are dealing with mental health issues, and so I just want to tell them that this is the time we have to maintain our calm, and we have to just pray and hope that things get better, because this is a situation which nobody had imagined, and which had never come in the entire history, and which would probably not come again, so this is the time to make the most out of it, and to create the maximum value out of yourself, explore new sides of you, explore newer arenas which which would open newer things in future for you. I'm really of the thought that we should learn something this time.
Learn something,
We
okay.
all listening to this podcast, have internet connections at our homes. We have to improve our skills, because in the coming times, अगर अगर एक जॉब करता हूं तो मुझे दो लोग अप्रोच करेंगे, लेकिन अगर अगर मैं लॉकडाउन खुलने के बाद अगर मुझे चार काम आते हो तो मुझे आठ लोग अप्रोच करेंगे, राइट?
बहुत
सो
बढ़िया
सो 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 आई हैव टू इम्प्रूव माई स्किल्स. इफ आई नो हाउ टू कट अ वेजिटेबल, आई शुड ऑल्सो नो आफ्टर दिस लॉकडाउन टू मेक एन ऑमलेट. सो दिस इज वॉट आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट दैट, फॉर एग्जाम्पल फॉर मी, इफ आई एम अ म्यूजिक कंपोजर, आई एम लर्निंग म्यूजिक प्रोडक्शन, सिटिंग एट होम. सो एवरी नाइट, फॉर 1 आवर आई हैव डाउनलोडेड दिस ऑनलाइन कोर्स एंड आई एम ऑन इट.
Awesome, awesome, yeah.
I'm लर्निंग हाउ टू एडिट वीडियोज, फॉर एग्जाम्पल. सो
Yeah.
दिस इज ऑल अ पार्ट ऑफ माई प्रोफाइल, और प्रॉबली विच कैन हेल्प मी इन फ्यूचर. So I think we have that time, and we should really make good use of it, yeah, because ये वक्त ना दोबारा आने वाला नहीं है, ये
बिल्कुल,
रिकॉर्ड.
बिल्कुल, बिल्कुल.
So thus comes our prayer of
Yes.
which says संभाल लेना, and this is dedicated to all those frontline workers who are staking their lives to make us comfortable,
Absolutely right.
this is for the protection of all humanity. जो कभी रोशनी दूर तक ना दिखे जिंदगी में, कभी जिंदगी कम लगे, जो कभी आदमी से डरे, प्यार की हो कमी, भटके न तेरा इंसान, भटके न तेरा इंसान, कोई रास्ता निकाल लेना, मालिक संभाल लेना, हमको संभाल So this is you know, these are the lines jo,
yeah,
lockdown khulega to hum kaisa ek jahan chahte hain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Too hard. We want to, you know, get back to that life, you know. So
yeah,
this is the prayer that, you know, agar jab tak hum zinda hai tab tak jeena na chode, you know, tab tak we wow, shouldn't lose hope, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Na to bejiye bhage aur daude hum zinda hai jab tak jeena na chode hum aur kabhi jo lage ronake kho gayi bhejna pedon pe battiyan tu nahi sunsan daliyon pe ho sunsan daliyon pe parinde utar dena malik sambhal lena humko sambhal
Wow, amazing. Like, thank you so much for this ray of hope. And, you know, guys, definitely check this video on Rocha Kohli's YouTube channel.
That this video also, you know, we made it during the lockdown. And it was a quick edit job. You know, we bought some footages online and we made a video. And, you know, we hope to make another video also, because there's a lot of user-generated content that's coming on this song. You know, people have made lot of videos. So I have received, Eva, you won't believe, I have received more than 250 videos. I just, I announced a contest 2 weeks back, that, you know, make your own videos and send it to me, and we'll make an official video of this song. I've received more than 250 entries in you know, from Instagram, from Facebook, and you know, we are having a really tough time in choosing these entries.
Yeah,
official video. So soon I'll you know, release an official video also, jo ki users ka, jo ki audiences ka apna banaya hua video hoga. So, you know, we are hoping to get that also out soon. Yeah.
Wow. That's just an amazing feeling, isn't it? Like, you know, the entire world is like now just connected and musically connected. I mean, through such such projects. Yeah.
So, you know, see, if I could, if I would have released this song on a label, you know, which has a huge following, you know, probably this song would have hit 10 million views right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to you know, start my YouTube channel with such a song, so that, you know, I make this message clear to people that I am here, you know, to create value, and all my songs are going to be in you know, are going to be hopeful, you know, for that.
Wow. Yeah. I'm sure the perfect, you know, start for your channel, as well as the perfect end for this podcast. And, you know, we can go on and on about your songs. Like, you know, we are big fans of your, you know, be it Le Duba or Rosanna. But yeah, I mean, it's always a pleasure talking to you. And I remember for 9XM, you had created for World Music Day, you had created this beautiful music, Dil Mein. And it was amazing, music Dil Mein. And yeah, so thank you so much, Rochak, for connecting with us, and for sharing such lovely you know, thoughts. And I'm sure the listeners have gathered some really good points, as well as you know, so much positivity. And yeah, thank you so much, Rochak.
Thank you. The pleasure is mine, and you're an amazing host, I must say that. And thank you for doing this podcast with me. And stay safe. And to the audiences also, to the listeners also, guys, please don't experiment. Stay safe at home. And till the times, you know, are not clear. And may God bless you. All the best. Thank you, Eva.
Thank you so much, Rochak. Success doesn't come from the number of hits or likes. The value that you bring in is the most important thing. Hence, running after that success or fame is itself not the right way. Also, if you take that success or those awards or likes too seriously, you might be at a risk of falling into depression during the not so good times. So not succumbing to the pressures of the industry, having the right intention, belief and conviction. Just a few of the many amazing thoughts expressed by Rojak Kohli on this podcast today. We have thoroughly enjoyed his songs right from the first one, and I hope through this episode you have got to know the beautiful person that he is. Like I said, simple and straightforward, just like his creations. So guys, share with me your experience of listening to this podcast. Write to me at eva.bhatt@9xmedia.in. You can connect with me on Instagram at Eva Bhatt Podcast. Rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to the podcast on Epilogue Media, the website, so that you don't miss any episode. You can also enjoy the videos of our previous episodes on the official YouTube channel of 9XM and Spotlamp. Just search 9XM Soundcast on YouTube. I will talk to you guys next Wednesday with a fresh episode. This is me, Eva, signing off for now. You were listening to 9XM Soundcast on Epilogue Media.